Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your boy Jake Carter here, and today we're diving into something super important, conquering anxiety through the power of self-care. Ever feel like you're stuck in a whirlwind of worry, constantly buzzing with that, what if, energy? You know that feeling when your mind races faster than a caffeinated squirrel on a treadmill? Yeah, been there, done that, got the anxious t-shirt to prove it. But trust me, we can break free from this anxiety grip and reclaim our peace of mind. And the best part? It starts with us, with prioritizing self-care, that golden ticket to inner calm. Now, let's get real. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about building a toolbox of practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your mental well-being. And guess what? There are some seriously effective strategies that can transform your relationship with anxiety. First up, mindful movement. No, you don't have to become a yoga master, unless you want to. Just finding ways to get your body moving that feel good, whether it's a brisk walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, because honestly, sometimes nobody is. Or even just stretching while you watch TV. Movement releases those endorphins, the natural mood boosters that can help calm those anxious vibes. Speaking of vibes, let's talk about setting boundaries. Ever feel like your time and energy are being drained by people who suck the life out of you? Boundaries are your superpower. Learn to say no gracefully, protect your personal space, and surround yourself with people who lift you up instead of weighing you down. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being, even if it means saying no sometimes. Now, let's get deep for a second. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It sounds simple, right? But in our world of constant distractions and mental chatter, it can be a real game changer. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day. Just a few minutes of focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, and letting go of thoughts that cause anxiety. There are tons of free guided meditations online, so you've got no excuse. Next up, sleep like a champ. I know, it's easier said than done, especially when your mind feels like it's on overdrive. But prioritize those shut-eye hours, folks. Quality sleep is essential for regulating mood, reducing stress hormones, and sharpening your cognitive function. Think of it as recharging your battery. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed, energized, and better equipped to handle life's challenges. And finally, let's talk about fueling your body with goodness. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel mentally and emotionally. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods, stay hydrated, and limit those sugary snacks and caffeine binges. They can actually spike anxiety levels. Think of it like this. Your brain is a high-performance machine, so feed it the premium fuel it needs to run smoothly. Picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, inbox overflowing. Suddenly, you feel that familiar knot in your stomach, the racing heartbeat, the urge to pull out your hair. But then, you remember your self-care toolkit. You take a deep breath, do a quick stretch at your desk, and remind yourself. This is temporary. I can handle this. You step away for a few minutes, grab a glass of water, and focus on something calming. Maybe a nature scene or a favorite song. When you return to your work, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy. That's the power of self-care. It equips us with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. By embracing these practices and making self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine, you can reclaim your inner peace and live a more fulfilling life. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are your favorite self-care practices? What strategies have helped you overcome anxiety? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. And until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep taking care of yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.